You're listening to the Live Out Loud podcast with River Wynn and Michelle Flamer.
Hello, lovely humans. This is River. I am coming on today to do a solo cast. Michelle and I recorded earlier today our episode about sitting with the discomfort. And we had asked for some questions and feedback on the topic on our Instagram. And after we recorded the podcast, another question came through that was so lovely and so great. And I decided I'm going to address it in a solo cast. That felt great. Michelle was like, do it. So here I am with you all. And the question was, how did you handle the transition from being married to being single and a single mom? That is such an amazing question. And I know it's a topic on a lot of people's mind recently. I know I personally am working with several women right now who are in the process of leaving relationships, looking at becoming divorced, and they have children involved. And it is a topic that can cause a lot of anxiety. I want to speak to first the fear that arises around becoming a single mother that often keeps a lot of women in a relationship longer than maybe they wanted to be. Because that's a fear that I had. It was a really deep fear for me. I never went into relationship and parenthood anticipating becoming a single parent. But as I quickly realized early in my relationship that it wasn't the right relationship for me, I did make the choice to stay and make things, quote unquote, work, because I had a deep fear of uprooting my children's lives, changing their lives, and becoming a single parent. Because socially, we have some pretty terrible narratives about single mothers. And I knew from watching women in my personal life, family members, close friends who had been single moms, became single moms, leaving relationship. I saw the struggles that they went through. I had been there for it. And it seemed really scary to me. And it felt easier to stay in a relationship where I was unhappy in exchange for security. Now, looking back at that and what I know now, I want to validate that very real fear. It's a very real fear for so many women because we live in a time where even being a two-income household or a two-parent household is a challenge, depending on your income levels, where you live, your resources, whether you have family support, what your choice in schooling is, your job. There's so many factors that go into it, and it's hard for even happily married couples or unhappily married couples, either way, partners, to raise children together in our current social setting. And so the thought of having to navigate doing that on your own is so scary, and that's so valid. Now, speaking to this question of how did you handle the transition from being married to being single and a single mom, looking at that through the lens of discomfort, which is the topic of this question, was inspired by. It was deeply, deeply uncomfortable going from being married to being single. And it took me several years to finally make the decision. For the longest time, I actually had this mentality that maybe if I were to build my business up, my photography business at the time, build my business up really well, make it strong, make it sustainable. If I were to make sure I had a stable income, if I were to make sure I had money set aside for housing, daycare, all of that, that if I spent a couple of years doing that, then it would be easier to leave and it wouldn't be so scary. but life happens and COVID hit and the pandemic, you know, and that really hit my business hard. And so for a long time, I was just surviving and I wasn't thriving financially within my business. And I had a partner's income to rely on. So when it finally came to the point where I just knew that I had to leave. I just knew in my heart of hearts that I couldn't keep putting it off. I was not financially stable. My partner at the time, my spouse at the time, we had just bought a house, our first house, the year prior. And it's a beautiful house. I loved that home. I wanted to stay in the home, but my spouse refused to leave. And so I knew that if I was going to leave, I would have to literally physically leave the home and find my own space to live. So this is where sitting in the discomfort often, or I'm going to say actually 100% of the time in my personal experience, speaking to my experience, sitting in the discomfort leads to doors opening, leads to manifesting. For me, when I made the decision that I'm going to exit the relationship, I'm going to move out into my own home, I didn't know what was going to happen. There was so much unknown. I had so much uncertainty. I didn't know where I was going to land, how I was going to provide for myself. It was honestly fucking terrifying. And when I leaned into that and kept sticking with my decision, a beautiful thing happened. At the very same time that I was looking for housing, knowing that everything I was looking at was way out of my budget, because in Oregon we have a housing crisis, essentially, especially in my rural town. And everything I was looking at was way out of my budget. Or they were tiny apartments on like the second floor of an apartment building. And I have a neurodivergent child and a small child, and going from a big, beautiful home where they could play and roam and make noise and be comfortable to a tiny apartment just sounded so awful. A tiny apartment that I'd be paying the same amount that I had been paying for the mortgage on our beautiful big home that we bought was just so daunting. And it was so easy to get discouraged, but I kept leaning into that discomfort and saying, I know this choice is right for me. I know I'm doing what's best for me and my kids. I know it's going to work out. And it did. Something beautiful manifested. As I was looking for housing, one of my best friends at that time, her husband got a job in another city. And they were looking for renters. And they were having a really hard time finding people that they actually wanted to have as renters. And they approached me about, would you be interested in, you know, becoming our renter? And in that moment, the rent was actually more than what my budget was. And I loved their house. I've been in it many times and just loved the space. Knew I wanted to live there. And funnily enough, had actually, the first time I had been in that house, probably about a year prior to my divorce starting, the first time I was in their house, I walked in and I felt this sensation of having been there before. And I felt to myself, I feel like I'm going to live here someday. This feels like home. And I told my friend that, you know, when we were talking about me becoming a renter, and it felt very aligned, but it still was out of my budget, as a single parent. And so I did decline at first and kept sitting with that discomfort. This beautiful thing happened that her husband called me the next day and said, you know what, we really want to be here for you and support you. We really would love to have you as a tenant. It would be really wonderful for us, wonderful for you. We feel good about it. We're able to meet your budget for 6 months. And after that, it will go back up to the original rent agreement. And I thought to myself, I can do that. I know I can do that for at least 6 months. And at that point, we can reevaluate. This would get me into a safe space. It's a beautiful home with a big yard and on a quiet street, not too far from my kids' school. This is checks all the boxes. It's an old house with so much character. It's cozy. This is exactly what I need. So even though I had no certainty about being able to take on a higher rent in 6 months, I said, fuck yes, let's do this. That was 2 weeks after I had started looking for housing. And so 1 month exactly after I told my spouse we were getting divorced, I moved into this beautiful home. And I have now been here for 2.5 years. When we got to that 6 month mark where the rent would increase, I had been so terrified because I didn't know if I was going to be able to financially support myself. This was one of the biggest pieces of leaving, of how am I as a single mother going to transition from being the parent who mostly stayed home with our children. I had a stepchild that I had taken care of since the beginning of our relationship. I had always, throughout our relationship, been the parent who stayed home, who did school drop-off and pick-up, packed lunches, scheduled all the doctor's appointments, did all of our finances, took care of the home, on top of also running a business part-time and trying to grow my career as a photographer. So as a single parent, knowing that I had to do still all of those things with our custody arrangement, I am the weekday parent. I have my children Sunday evening through Thursday evening. Knowing that I was the primary parent on the weekdays who would deal with the school schedule and the doctor's appointments and everything that goes into having a neurodivergent child, it was terrifying to think of how was I going to support them on one income. I didn't know. I had no fucking clue how I was going to do it. At the time, I had a photography studio that I had just opened the year before, a space that I very much loved and was very proud of and had poured a lot of energy and time manifesting into. I had to close that space, which was really, really hard. But I told myself every single day, I don't know how the fuck I'm going to do any of this, but I'm going to do it by showing up one day at a time. And when I tell you that I did that, it looked like me hustling so hard for months. I was doing DoorDash. I was running sales on portrait sessions. I closed my studio. I was selling personal items that I no longer wanted to keep or had just to make some extra money. I was baking to make extra money. I was doing everything in my power to make sure that my bills were paid every single month. I got on state assistance. I took every single resource that I could. In the wintertime, there were months where I couldn't pay the gas bill. And so I got assistance with that locally. I used every single resource I could find to keep myself safe, to keep my children safe, to keep us healthy, to keep a roof over our head. And here I am, 2.5 years later, and I've never missed a month of rent. I'm still in this beautiful house that manifested. And I look back over the last 2.5 years at all the uncertainty and all the transitions, with finances being one of the biggest ones, and I think to myself, I had no fucking clue how I was gonna do it, but I did it by showing up, by not letting myself become defeated, by not giving up and not letting fear hold me back. And that's not to say I didn't have days where I was sitting on the bottom of my shower, crying, sobbing, wondering how I was going to survive emotionally, physically, financially. And there came moments where I was faced with the reality that our society is not set up for single parents to flourish. Because as a weekday parent, I have a very difficult schedule with my children's schooling, where my children go to different schools or different grades, and so there's different start times. I couldn't find a job that would pay me well enough to justify losing the state benefits I was on that were keeping us going, keeping us fed, keeping daycare paid for. I couldn't find a job that would justify losing those and then also be able to pay my bills. And I also couldn't find a job where I could drop everything at a moment's notice, leave work, and go pick up my autistic child from school when she needed to go home. I couldn't find a job that allowed me to see my children and be present for them. And I had moments where I broke down because I thought I was going to have to go work two or three jobs in order to be accessible to my children, to feed them, to take care of them. But to be, actually spend time with them, I wouldn't be able to do that. I wasn't going to lose my quality time with them. And when faced with the reality of how hard it is for single mothers to find work that sustains and allows for motherhood, that was terrifying. To be faced with that reality and to also be told from outside people, family members, that I should just go get a job, that I should do what society expects of me as a parent, as a single mother, to work three jobs and never see my children, to make giant sacrifices around my personal time, to never date, to never do fun things, to never travel, just to pay the bills. That didn't sit right with me. And so even though it was very uncomfortable, I said, no, I am not going to live a life dictated by society and dictated by anyone else's idea of what I should be doing. And I sat down and I made a list of my priorities. My children are my first priority. Being an accessible parent to them is my top priority. Being able to do work that lights me up creatively and feels good and doesn't burn me out is my second priority. My third one is to have freedom. Freedom in my schedule. Freedom in my life. Freedom to be inspired and to take action. My fourth priority was to have connection. Deep connection with my children. Deep connection with my friends in my life, deep connection with the people I work with. So those four things, I sat down and looked at them. I said, okay, what can I do that will allow me to make these priorities happen? And then I started creating a life by my own design. That was uncomfortable because I received a lot of scrutiny for it, for not doing what I should socially as a single mother. But I'm going to tell you that the moment I took my life into my own hands and designed it in the way that feels good to me, manifestation started to pour in again. And here I am, like I said, 2.5 years after leaving my marriage, flourishing. And my life doesn't look at all how society says it should. I am still a stay-at-home mother to my children as a single parent. And I also pay my bills. And I also travel. And I also have freedom and flexibility in my schedule. None of that happened by chance. It happened because I asked for it. And then I took action to meet that manifestation and create it. So in terms of sitting with the discomfort, when transitioning from marriage to single life and single motherhood. I think my biggest takeaway from my own experience is that when you're able to look your fear in the face and say, I see you, to that fear, and take it by the hand and step out anyways, that's where magic happens. Because the growth happens in the discomfort. If I had let my fear get the best of me and stayed in my marriage, I can't tell you if I would be here today. I was so depressed and I had suicidal ideation. And I don't know if I would be here today. I can't tell you that. And so when I confronted my own fear and I set forth and I leaned into the discomfort, that's when my life changed in so many beautiful ways. It wasn't easy. It's still not easy all the time. Being a single mother is fucking hard. It's uncomfortable sometimes. I have times where I break down crying after my kids go to bed because even though I love where my life is, I have so much peace in my life. I love where I'm at. There are still days where it would just feel so good to have another adult around to talk to help with bedtime, to help fold the laundry that never ends. There's so many reasons why it would be lovely to have another human being around. And of course, I miss having a partner. The version of the partnership I miss is the one I've never had, an actual partner. And so the discomfort of being a single mother is worth it because I'd rather be a happy single mother who still has challenges than a miserable, depressed, married mother who didn't have an actual partner and who lived in fear. So my transition from being a married mother to a single mother was very different than the transition from being a married woman to a single woman. And I want to make a distinction in that. Being a married mother didn't feel very different from me than being a single mother. And I know there's a lot of moms out there who are, or parents in general, regardless of gender, who are going to understand what I say when, or what I mean when I say that I felt like a married single mother. I rarely saw my partner. My partner worked from 6 a.m. until sometimes 6, 7 p.m. at night and would go out drinking or stay at work sites drinking. And I didn't see that person very often. Weekends were spent doing separate things or one person sleeping while the other one took care of the kids. And it just, most of the time fell on me to mother and parent. And I didn't have much support in that. So the transition of going from being a married mother to a single mother only felt different in terms of finances. That was really it. It actually gave me more freedom as a parent because I have my weekends free to myself and I get to sleep in and I get to grocery shop and I get to take care of things and I get to work. And that's a freedom I've come to very much enjoy. I miss my children and I'd love to have them full time. I wish I had them full time, but I don't get to. And so now I appreciate the free time I have to myself. So in that regard, the act of being a single mother didn't feel very different in most ways. But going from being a married woman to a single woman was a much different transition for me because throughout the duration of my relationship, I was being cheated on. And I was not in an actual partnership. We didn't communicate well. We didn't speak a common language. We didn't see eye to eye about relationships. We didn't even communicate about relationships. There were so many questions that should have been asked early in dating that I never asked. We never discussed things like, do you want to have children? How do you feel about finances being shared? What are your life goals? Like, we didn't discuss any of that shit. Things that I would never enter a relationship without discussing now. And so this entire time, I was being cheated on. I was not emotionally fulfilled. It was very toxic. And yet the entire time this was happening, I was extremely faithful and tried so hard and went to therapy and tried couples therapy. And I was doing everything in my power to try and make this work for our kids. And so I got to a place where by the time I left, I was very depressed. I had a severe anxiety. Like I said before, my depression was very bad. I had had postpartum depression and anxiety. And I was struggling very much with my body, with my mental health. And I wasn't taking care of myself. I didn't feel sexy. I didn't feel desirable. I didn't feel connected to my body. I felt very disconnected from sexuality. And I felt very much like I was never going to feel loved. And I was never going to be in love. I felt very disappointed that me being the human I was, who grew up with this fairy tale romance stuck in her head, desiring that kind of romantic relationship, and then ending up marrying someone who hated physical touch, didn't cuddle, couldn't communicate, wasn't romantic. It was so disappointing. And I had this narrative that that's how it was always going to be. And then I thought to myself, well, now I'm going to be a single mother. Now I'm going to be a 33-year-old single mother with two kids, one of whom is neurodivergent. And I have mental health struggles, and I'm disconnected from my body and my sexuality. I'm never going to be desired. I'm never going to be loved. Dating is scary. Dating sounds impossible. I am just going to die alone at age 80 with a bunch of cats and probably never have sex again. This is what I thought. So uncomfortable. And I have dated. My narratives around that have massively shifted. That transition, though, was so much more difficult for me in many ways than going from being married mother to single mother. Going from being married woman to single woman. That was wildly uncomfortable. That was a transition that was really a struggle for me. And once I did start dating, I had to sit with a lot of trauma, a lot of healing. I had to really unpack some pretty terrible narratives around my self-worth. I had to spend a lot of time getting reconnected back to my body, to stabilizing myself emotionally, to regulating my system. And in the process of that, I discovered I'm neurodivergent as well. And that has been a beautiful process for me because it's helped me to heal a lot for myself. And so, yeah, really just going back to the question, I think for myself, speaking to my personal experience, the only way through a transition from going being married to single, married mother to single mother, is to lean in and know that you don't fucking know what's gonna be on the other side. And yeah, that's so terrifying. But if you can surround yourself with uplifting friends, if you can go to therapy, if you can dig in and confront your fear, it's a beautiful, beautiful space on the other side of that transition. And I really want to tell you, if you're listening to this and you've gone through it and you know what I'm talking about, I'm so happy for you. But if you're sitting here listening to this and you are facing going through that transition from marriage to single, whether you are a single person with or a married person with children or not, becoming a single person with or without children, sit with your fear. Sit with it and listen to it. But don't let it hold you back. Listen to it and give it space to exist. And then, like I said before, take it by the hand and say, we're going to do this. We're going to get through this. We're going to be okay. I don't know how. I don't know what that looks like. I want to give you hope. And one last little piece of advice. If you are currently making that transition, I want you to get a piece of paper and a pen. And I want you to sit down and I want you to allow yourself to dream. I want you to close your eyes and visualize what a life at peace would look like for you. And I want you to write down what that looks like without judging yourself, without shaming yourself, without saying there's no way that would ever fucking happen. Fuck off. No, I don't want you to do any of that. I just want you to pour it out into paper. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it taste like? I did this right after I moved out. I sat down and I wrote it out. I wanted to feel content. I wanted to feel safe. I wanted to thrive financially. I wanted to have stability. I wanted to feel proud of myself. I wanted to look back and be grateful that I made that choice and not regret it. I wrote it all down. I could visualize myself having a partnership with someone who appreciates me and cherishes me for who I am and communicates with me and loves my children. I wrote that all down. I wrote down that I wanted to continue an entrepreneurial life and have my freedom. I wrote it all down. I wrote down that I wanted to become debt-free, that I wanted to be able to buy a house, to pay off my car, and to graduate college. It all felt so out of reach in that moment of time when I was going through the transition. But let me tell you, allowing myself to dream got me through. And it put it out there for manifestation. And I will tell you now that many of the things on my list have come to fruition. I graduated from college. I have financial stability. I am getting much closer to paying off my car. I'm creating a solid savings account so that I can work towards a down payment on a house. And I'm doing that all as a single mother. And if I can do it, you can fucking do it. So allow yourself to dream. Sending you all so much love. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your amazing questions that you sent in on Instagram for our podcast. I love that so much. And, you know, if these episodes bring any value to you, I would invite you to go leave us a rating. We love creating this content and sharing it with you. We hope to expand it and grow it more. And reviews, ratings, shout outs, sharing of episodes, send an episode that resonated to you to a friend. Share it with them. That all helps us to continue creating for you, for our community. And we just appreciate you. So thank you all for being here. Have a beautiful day. If you enjoyed this episode today, be sure to subscribe and share, because what do we say, baby?
Sharing is caring.